All right, let's get into it. Time for the garbage.
Oh, I love trash.
Who cares about this garbage?
So Miley Cyrus wore a red.
Did your computer just crash?
No. Oh, I'm trying to figure out how to say
bra
women's part. Okay.
I don't know what I don't even want you to say it. Okay.
Okay. Miley Cyrus wore a red V catsuit in the new music video for her song
Lady
Mother's
Clam.
Daughter.
There
yes,
you go.
Lady Clam. Yes. The video also features a naked obese woman and another woman breastfeeding. Several celebrities are featured in this video, including Angelina Duplessy, Amazon Ashley, and Cyrus's mother Tish. The song also repeats the lyrics "Don't blank with my freedom," which is the same phrase seen on Planned Parenthood hoodie she's recently promoted. So this is very like pro-women, pro-feminism.
Okay.
Travis Scott will have his own Las Vegas residency later this summer. The shows will take place at Tao Group's Marquee Nightclub inside the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas. Scott will perform 3 shows in 2019, July 27th, August 31st, and September 14th, and will have at least one more show in the first quarter of 2020. The Marquee has a capacity of 3,200 tickets, and prices are expected to cost between $30 and $50. It isn't known when tickets will go on sale. I think this is super interesting because you do not see a lot of rappers who end up getting residencies like that.
Yeah, but maybe it's the start of something.
And I definitely think Kris Jenner has something to do with this because she is like a marketing PR manager queen. So clearly she got this set up. J. Cole announced his upcoming compilation album, Revenge of the Dreamers 3. It will be released on this Friday. Cole released 2 singles from the album last month, Down Bad and Got Me. Did you listen to either one of those?
I have not. I like J. Cole, but I have not.
Love J. Cole. I think they're really good songs. I like Got Me a lot. A Dreamers film documenting the making of the album will also be released on this upcoming Tuesday, which I think is super exciting that all of these artists are dropping documentaries as they're dropping albums. The Jonas Brothers just did it, and it was like a huge, huge success.
I love any kind of behind-the-scenes like music doc. By the way, if you have any you can recommend, tweet us at Joe and Alex. So I saw something, and I don't know if it's on Amazon or somewhere, but it's with the Beastie Boys. It's talking about like how their song Sabotage even came about,
yeah.
Like where they were just in there jamming on the bass, and somebody hit the guitar, and it's like, keep it going, we're recording this. And that's how they got Sabotage. So I look forward to seeing this J. Cole thing next Tuesday, too.
Yeah, I'm very excited. And coming up in the next garbage, this supermodel and this NFL player apparently are dating.